with us right now, Todd Pritchard from Emergency Management. The Bakken oil fields shipping a lot of oil our direction by rail car. The order calls for notification to you and your associates if it's over a million gallons, but that's 30-plus tank cars in many cases. That's still a lot of oil.
It is, and you know, right now we're currently working with our different emergency management partners, our county and our tribal emergency managers all across the state to figure out what's the best way to communicate with the train companies and get that notification from them to the areas that are affected. And the U.S. Department of Transportation has given everyone a 30-day window to get a system in place. So we have a few more weeks before that expires, so we're still working on trying to get the system set up to make sure we've got all the notifications in place and try to really figure out what's the best way to communicate that information.
Has the railroad been communicating with you as far as shipments so far, or are they still trying to figure out the details too?
Yeah, you know, they're still trying to figure out the details as well and how many, you know, train cars come through, what specifically are in these regulations and what's the best way to notify us of what's going through. So, yeah, we haven't had any communication yet with them in terms of cars. We have been talking with the different train companies about what's the best way to find out when the shipments are coming through and how much, but that's still up in the air. But I think we'll have a resolution to that in the, you know, really near future here.
From your perspective, where you have to take care of cleanups and site managements, a million gallons or less is considered a small shipment, but in your line of work, a million gallons is a big mess if it spills.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that this is a good step forward. You know, I think it's always good to have some communication about what's happening in terms of what, you know, different kind of rail shipments are coming through the state and what are some areas of concern and, you know, what we need to be kind of on the lookout for. At least this gives us some indication of what's traveling through Wisconsin and how we can best be prepared for any emergencies. But you're right, you know, any kind of amount of a spill or chemical release can be a major deal. Obviously, we have a lot of train lines going along the Mississippi River, so that's always a concern. We have another train line that kind of comes through, you know, northern, north central Wisconsin and hooks into sort of the Green Bay and Milwaukee areas. So so we have a lot of train tracks that we have to worry about and a lot of shipments that come through. But this is good. I think it's good that we're going to at least have some information on what's coming our way.
The regulation appears to have a built-in loophole. I want to get your opinion on this. If the limit is a million gallons per train, wouldn't the rail companies be further ahead just to split it into two separate trains if they have more than 30 tank cars and avoid having to report?
You know, those rules were set up by the Department of Transportation, so we don't really have any control over that. So we're going to do the best we can with the rules that were sent down. I guess I would say, though, that the rail companies are sending through so much of this, you know, Bakken oil through our area that it's probably going to be a situation where, for economic reasons, they're going to need to ship that many rail cars or more at any given time to kind of keep up with demand. So you're right. I guess they could split them into smaller units, but I think a lot of the shipments we've seen coming through other parts of the country have been well over that number per train going through an area. So I think we'll be seeing, you know, quite a few of these being reported to us. Vast majority, I think, will end up getting reported to us. And then we'll be able to push that information out to the counties that are really affected.
In a high-volume track such as the CN track from Superior to Appleton on down to Milwaukee, they're pushing 50 trains a day, so it might be a cost-effective move just to split them up and put some on different trains. There are already long ones coming through.
And that's really going to be up to the, you know, the rail companies and how they distribute the materials and what they do. Yeah, absolutely.
Are there other types of cargo that they have to report to you?
Not at this time, no. This is one of the few things that is now being required to be reported. So, yeah, we don't get regular reports of other shipments of other materials going through at any given time.
Do you know a cutoff date where this window ends, where they have to start the reporting?
I believe it's at the end of this month. So I think we have a couple of weeks. I think it's June 1st or shortly after that when this kicks in. So we've got a couple of weeks left before the details need to be buttoned down on all this.
And so far, all the parties are communicating, trying to figure out the details.
Absolutely. And you know, the rail companies have been very proactive on this. And I think we're all trying to figure out what's the best practice on this. And obviously, Wisconsin isn't the only state affected. This material goes through many, many other states. So we're all trying to kind of get our heads together and figure out, okay, what's the best method to do this and how does it work and what's the most efficient way to get this information out to folks.
Another angle, what happens at your agency as far as planning? Do you do mock drills on something like this?
Oh, absolutely. We do drills involving train derailments and spills of all different kinds on a regular basis. We work with different counties. Sometimes there are community drills that just affect, like, you know, one or two communities. Sometimes it's a countywide thing. Sometimes it's a multi-county exercise. So we do those on a very regular basis, either in terms of a what they call a tabletop exercise, where we get all the people in one room and kind of walk through, okay, what would happen at this point or that point, or sometimes we do a full-scale exercise where you literally have the equipment sent to the mock spill location and crews that respond and emergency staff that are alerted and that kind of thing. So, but that's done on a regular basis here all across the state.